Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Tuesday, February 27th, 2024, 9:07 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. And if you're planning to travel, hold on, put a stop to those plans for just a moment. We've got a snow squall impacting the area.
Yeah, it's quite a blizzard out there at the studio here in Monticello, and we just got a call from the Utah Highway Patrol saying that Highway 191 on Peters Hill, that's about 10 miles north of Monticello, there's been incidents there. Southbound traffic is severely impacted. Highway Patrol was just responding, so they didn't know exactly what they were going to find there. But be so careful. I wouldn't leave until you check and with conditions, and because it is quite a squall out there right now.
Yeah, whatever it is, you know, give yourself another hour or so if you can. You know, the snow squall impacting, you know, much of the area. The National Weather Service issued the warning until 9:30 a.m., and they said it started at 8:50. So, again, the hazards they list include flash freezes on the road, tense bursts of heavy snow, gusty winds leading to blowing snow, and visibility rapidly falling to less than one-quarter mile with wind gusts greater than 35 miles per hour. So travel could be difficult and potentially dangerous within minutes. So that's includes Highway 191 and Highway 491, also Colorado 141 and 145, impacting areas including Dove Creek, Norwood, Eastland, Eucola, and Egner. So again, you know, we've got this weather pattern moving through the area. And it's supposed to have a big impact right now this morning, so be careful.
Yeah, and it's highly localized, too. I look at the traffic cameras in Moab, even LaSalle Junction, Devil's Canyon. It seems okay right now, but this highly localized squall right on Peters Hill, if you're traveling north on 191, is severely impacting travel. And that's maybe a good part of it, but the dangerous part of it is it's so localized it can happen quick. You know, these quick freezes, all of a sudden the road is fine, and then it's just as slick as can be at the turn of a hat. So be careful out there.
Yeah, it's not just 191 as well. It's 491, you know, from Monticello to at least Dove Creek, it looks like, going up into Norwood as well. So, yeah, be careful out there. And like you say, if you're planning to travel through that area, maybe wait if you can. If you're coming up on it, not much you can do. Definitely plan to slow down, you know, ahead of these areas. You don't want to be caught in these instant freezes, like we say. So be careful.
And these are fast moving too. I mean, the forecast says that it will lighten up as the morning progresses, and this afternoon should be partly cloudy and clear tomorrow. But right now, be careful.
Yep. Well, very good. Again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got some less dire traffic updates, but we do have a traffic update in Moab. The intersection of Locust Lane and Tusher Street is closed to through traffic for construction today, estimated to complete at around 5 p.m. and likely be closed again tomorrow during public business hours. So they ask folks to avoid the area as they work on that. Don't know for sure that it's related, but there was reported yesterday an emergency water service interruption for 484 to 251 Tusher Street as a cracked water main was discovered, and that shut off the line there to facilitate the repair. The water was off for about 5 hours yesterday, and I believe they were able to get that back on. But anyways, some work going on, and Locust Lane and Tusher Street, that four-way intersection's going to be closed until about 5 today, and then same thing likely tomorrow. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be back with more news and happenings. Stick with us. It's the Morning Show on 92.7.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Celebrate backyard birds during National Bird Feeding Month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. We've got big sales on Ace 40-pound wild bird food and 20-pound black oil sunflower seed. Assorted varieties of Ace bird suet, just $139 apiece. Plus, save on Ace spray paint, yard and garden tools, Flex Seal products, Gorilla Tape, and much more. It's all part of our Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Come check out the big bargains this month at Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumberyard in Moab. Four packs of GE HD LED bulbs are $13.99. Duracell AA and AAA 8-packs, just $8.99. Rubbermaid 32-gallon wheel trash cans, $19.99. Plus, stock up on winter staples like ice melt, heaters, insulation tape, and fire pits. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumberyard, next to Walker Drug.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Tuesday. Got my contacts a little messed up, and then my brain's a little messed up, too. I should remember it's Tuesday, but it is February 27th, 2024, 9:16 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Morning Show. David Boyle with Bill Boyle in the Red Rock studio. How are we doing this morning, Bill?
Oh, doing great.
Good deal.
Glad I'm inside right now.
Yeah.
It's nice to get the snow, but... Once again, be so careful if you're out traveling, because it's crazy conditions out there right now.
Yeah, yeah. Reminder, you know, we just mentioned it in the last segment, but if you're just joining us, there's snow squall conditions on Highway 191, Peters Hill into Monticello. Imagine probably a bit south of Monticello as well, and then 491 Monticello over into Dove Creek, Dove Creek up to Norwood. So just... kind of crazy conditions, and if you can avoid travel, do that. And if you're traveling and coming up on those roads, be prepared to slow down quick. Visibility.
Just looking at conditions, it looks like to about Pleasant View, the roads are impacted. Devil Canyon looked fine, but it's very highly localized and fast moving. But I tell you what, it packs a punch.
Yeah. So be cautious out there. Once again, it is the Morning Show on 92.7, looking at some news in the latest San Juan School Board meeting in San Juan County, Utah. Members of the school board approved three more classrooms for the new Blanding Elementary School at that meeting. During that February 14th meeting, members of the San Juan Board approved add-ons to increase the size of the new Blanding Elementary School. Decision came after input from the community survey and meetings with community and educator committees. The draft plan for the school is similar to other recently built elementary schools in the district, with the building making the shape of a letter E lying down the building again. So those three main education wings and then administrative offices on the front part of the building, as well as a gymnasium and cafeteria and fenced and play area in the back part of the building. The school board was presented with four different options to add additional space to the elementary school, with the board ultimately choosing two options to create three additional classrooms at the school. At the meeting, school board business administrator Tyrell Pemberton shared the number one concern shared by survey respondents was related to growth, with respondents saying they felt the current design didn't have enough room for growth or that there wasn't enough classroom space in the design. The current elementary school design that was provided had the same number of classrooms as what the current school does. Although classrooms in the new school would be larger than the current Blanding Elementary School, teacher input included that additional classrooms would help accommodate larger than normal classes, as well as provide for space for additional programming, including science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, also known as STEM. The board reviewed those four options for additional classrooms in the building. Approved were options named 1 and 4. Option 1, move the gym further to the south and relocate the teacher lounge to be in the interior of the building. The move would repurpose the 900 square foot teacher lounge into a classroom to create a slightly smaller, just less than 800 square foot teacher lounge instead. The board also approved another option, which would extend the length of the middle wing of the building to add two additional classrooms. Those combinations of adding those three classrooms were recommended by Blanding Elementary educators to increase space in the building. There were other options considered, including adding two additional classrooms to the north wing of the building. Rust estimate for the additional cost of the additions was about $500,000 for each classroom added. Again, very rough estimate. So a rough estimate of about $1.5 million for the project. When asked by the board, Pemberton shared that the district could absorb the cost of the additions, but also noted that there are other capital needs in the district. Still, Pemberton said that in addition to community input, the recommendation was for additional classroom spaces for the building, but at what amount was left to the board. Pemberton added the construction costs are cheaper today than they will be in the future, saying it'll be cheaper to add space as they go through the construction process initially than to tear down a wall and add classrooms onto a certain area of the building at a future time. Driving the need for additional space is the unknown of population growth, which can be difficult to forecast. According to the district's annual October 1 enrollment report, Blanding Elementary School has had a 10-year average of 526 students enrolled in kindergarten through fifth grade. The lowest enrollment over the 10-year period was 502 in October 2023, with the highest enrollment at 549 in 2017. Enrollment from 2018 to 2022 was give or take 7 students from the 10-year average, and those figures do not include preschool enrollment numbers. District Superintendent Christine Fitzgerald shared that while the proposed school has been designed for growth, additional classroom space could serve the student population. Fitzgerald shared the building was designed to have 4 classrooms per grade level, which would accommodate 25 students per classroom for the average class size of 100 students per grade. With additional space in the classrooms and amenities included the cafeteria and gym space, allowing for an estimated growth of up to 90 more students in the school. Fitzgerald did add that the additional classroom could serve as overflow for those larger than typical grades, as well as classroom space for other programming at the school. Business administrator Tyrell Pemberton also outlined the financials of the project, noting that the estimation for the Blanding Elementary School project had already increased from June's estimation of $47.5 million to the current estimation of $49.5 million. Of course, contributing to that is $20 million from the state received in a grant. Pemberton noted the district should be able to cover the new Blanding Elementary School, the $5 million entryway safety upgrade at 4 district schools, and the $2.5 million district transportation facility need without going into the red. Still, Pemberton noted that additional capital needs would come forward, including 2 presented at the meeting, those being the need to upgrade the 40-year-old playground equipment at Montezuma Creek Elementary School and replace the 25-year-old HVAC system at Navajo Mountain High School. The board and staff plan to discuss the capital needs in more depth in March, but the rough estimation for those projects was around $750,000 combined. Additionally, as part of the school report, ARL Principal Ryan Palmer shared the school lacks adequate space for students and added there are plumbing issues at the school with toilets backing up regularly at ARL. Members of the board approved the addition of the three classrooms via options 1 and 4, with board members Nelson Yellowman, Mary Shumway, Steve Black, and Nan Barton voting in favor. Board members Lori Mon and Colleen Benally voted against. Mon and Benally both commented before the vote. Mon said, "I agree with adding more space, but I also agree with Tyrell with the needs within the district. So I feel like, for me, a compromise with adding space, but still meeting capital needs within the district." Benally concurred, saying, "I have to agree that because if we're not looking at the disgusting issue at ARL on top of capital with the school," he said, "we can compromise. It might not be a lot, but we can compromise with two classrooms at BES as well as take care of the capital." So, again, those two voting against ultimately recommended additional space at Blanding Elementary, but thought maybe three classrooms were not needed. But the board approved that as part of their latest meeting.
Boy, it's exciting times. New school, largest school in the district as far as enrollment's concerned, and the price tag on it is not cheap. Glad that they got that input from the state government, but it's going to be fun to watch this project move forward.
Yeah, and the school district's got to feel especially good as they received that $20 million grant. It was the second year of the state legislature funding the project, and they were saying this year it looks like it's going to change from a grant system to a loan format.
Wow.
So the school district, again, just 2 years that they operated it as a grant program, and who knows, you know, again, the state legislature, we know that they're not finished in session, but that's where they're looking, is that it's going to be a loan system moving forward. So San Juan School District received a great gift in that $20 million, and as a result, they're going to be able to build this Blanding Elementary School.
Yeah, and still retain this incredible situation in which there is no outstanding debt carried by the school district, which is unheard of.
Unheard of, absolutely, yep. So pretty incredible, and again, they're, you know, making adjustments after listening to community input and input received from educators, and that's in the form of three new classrooms, three additional classrooms to go with the entirely new building.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Well, very good. Again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings coming throughout the Red Rock listening area. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services in the Red Rock area.
Yeah, and there will be funeral services tomorrow in Cortez for Jacques Avery Wright, age 46 of Cortez. Those services tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Cortez Seventh-day Adventist Church. Funeral services for Matthew Dwayne Benson begin at 11 a.m. on Friday in Salem, South Dakota. Matthew, just 18 months old, is the son of Colton and Alita Benson, initially of Monticello. Graveside services for Lorraine Kathleen Van Dorn, age 77 of Cortez, will be held on Thursday, February 29th at 11 a.m. at the Cortez Cemetery. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Again, it's the morning show on 92.7. We're going to take a quick break, but before we go to that, actually, we'll hear An Artful Life from Ellen Williams, then we'll have a break and be back with more news and happenings on Red Rock 92.
When learning a new language, there is progression involved from hearing, pronouncing, to reading, and then to writing. Writing is the most difficult expression of a language. So with that in mind, may I ask which is more difficult to write, prose or poetry? Poetry must depend on a certain rhythm or line or rhyme more than prose. Prose is more straightforward. Poetry often uses metaphors and similes. It often forms the basis for song lyrics and theatrical dialogue. Prose is used more in novels, short stories, novellas, and scripts. Poetry tries to express things in an artistic way and tends to be easy to read through vivid, imaginary images and rhythm. French poet Paul Valéry said, "Prose was walking, and poetry was dancing." Many identify poetry with appearance on pages or rhyme. Generally, each sentence begins with a capital and is laid out in stanzas or block. I love poetry, and I took a book with me on the airplane. As a stewardess walked by my seat, she stopped and backtracked to see what I was reading, this strange book. I'm not putting down poetry or prose because to be well done, it demands great thought and skill. Winston Churchill was known as an excellent orator. I was surprised to learn that he wrote his speeches in verse, but with no rhyme. The rhythm helped him to project the emphasis he wanted. Why all this fuss about poetry? Well, because Lisa Bickmore will be here the first week in March. And who's Lisa? She's Utah's Poet Laureate. She's the sixth poet to be appointed by the governor to a five-year term to promote literature and arts. What an honor it is to have such caliber person visiting the sixth graders in our county. Just in case, we are also having an evening with the community on Thursday, March 7th at 7 p.m. at the Hogan at USU Blanding. Come meet Lisa, hear some of her poetry, and learn more about weaving words. She was born in Dover, Delaware, but has lived all over the U.S. and Japan. She's published three books of poems, Haste, Flicker, and Ephemerist. She graduated with her B.A. and M.A. from Brigham Young University and recently retired as professor of English at Salt Lake Community College. This week-long event is sponsored by San Juan School District in cooperation with the Hearst Foundation and the Kygalia Fine Arts Council. I will end with a poem written by Lisa. It's called Late Winter Snow. All this long evening it has been snowing, and before morning it will snow more. It is midnight now, but the night sky is still cloaked by the clouds with their gray, opaque light. Before morning they will splinter into stars. I stand at the window looking into the sky and see the clouds begin to break into snow. And I think of you and of the street where the houses end, where the big fields will fill with snow. Before anyone wakes, I will walk the white streets and walk past the houses whose windows will still be dark, closed to me. And the clouds will hold close and gray with no hint of sun, the light that would unlock this winter weather. And all through this night, still bright with February snow, you will move through my sleep. As long and as faithful as this weather that I love, that I know can't last much longer. This has been an artful moment.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
It's tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Get ready for an unforgettable experience at Ute Mountain Casino and Hotel, the ultimate destination for nonstop entertainment in the Four Corners. From thrilling gaming action to mouth-watering dining, comfortable lodging, sports betting, and pulse-pounding bingo, Ute Mountain Casino is your go-to spot for live entertainment and now live poker at Ute Mountain Casino and Hotel.
When you have pain, weakness, and debilitation, it's easy to get the physical therapy you need in San Juan County at Precision Rehab. You don't need to limp along, putting up with discomfort that saps your strength and movements. Precision Rehab is here to restore you to activity with clinics in Monticello and Landing, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley. Whether the pain is in your knees, hips, shoulders, feet, or neck, we have innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by Medicare and most insurances. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869.
Whether you can pinpoint the problem or can't quite put your finger on it, the friendly professionals at Napa Auto Parts can help point you in the right direction. With America's largest network of parts and care, you can trust you'll have exactly what you need to keep your vehicle running at its best. Get off to a great start this year with savings on Napa Legend and AAA batteries. Buy a Napa Legend or Legend Premium AGM and get $20 back, or a AAA Premium battery to get $25 back by mail on a prepaid card. Offer valid through February 29th. See store for details.
When you see the mud, I'll be there.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Tuesday, February 27th, 2024, 9:34 a.m., Bill.
Yeah, and that song, Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jacks, was the number one song 50 years ago today. Seasons in the Sun. We're having Seasons in the Snow today.
Well, that was. It sounds like it's in the past. I've never heard the song before, but I'm hearing it now for the first time. We had joy. We had fun.
We had Seasons in the Sun.
It's all past, and I don't think that I don't think anyone feels like we're going to see the sun again after this snow squall.
If you were around in 1974, a little 12-year-old kid, this was a meaningful song. It was a English language adaptation of a song by a Belgian singer, and it was rewritten as a Canadian songwriter, this Terry Jacks, released it as a worldwide hit. His version is one of fewer than 40 records all time that have had sold more than 10 million copies. So that was a big song. One of 40, less than 40 in the world, and you've never heard of it, David. So you've got to catch up with.
I guess so.
Speaking of seasons in the sun, we have seasons in the snow. We just got a word from the Highway Patrol saying that traffic is open and moving on Peters Hill. However, it's very treacherous. Described it as a sheet of ice at the Monticello Airport, and assumed that going eastbound between Monticello and Dove Creek is similar driving conditions. So
yeah, we heard as much from the National Weather Service saying, you know, that those conditions extend up into Norwood as well, and even beyond Dove Creek. So yeah, the roads may be open, doesn't mean it's necessarily a great time to speed off.
But if you can wait for a while, and just maybe a few hours, that things really lighten up. Southbound traffic at the bottom of Peters Hill was stopped for a while. But anyway, just got word that things are moving now. On this day in history, broadcast legend Walter Cronkite broke from his general objectivity on this day in 1968 and predicted that the only end in sight for the Vietnam War was protracted stalemate. So there was no end in sight. It was about 5 years later that there was an end. American troops withdrew, but this was instrumental in changing or adjusting U.S. public opinion about the Vietnam War. So pretty big day. On this day in 1973, about 200 members of the American Indian Movement forcibly took over Wounded Knee, South Dakota, a little community on the Sioux Reservation. And on February 27th, 1991, a ceasefire was declared by President George Bush in the Persian Gulf War. That's George Herbert Walker Bush. But so interesting things happen today in history. Today's National Big Breakfast Day. You should have a big breakfast. Apparently, the ancient Egyptians started the day by drinking a cup of coffee and smoking a pipe. They didn't eat any food until lunchtime. In 1620, pilgrims from the Netherlands introduced waffles to the New World. The world was never the same again. Croissants became a staple of French breakfast cuisine in 1869. Today, cold cereal is the king of breakfast foods. 25 100 million tons a year of cold cereal. That's a ton.
That's more than a ton.
2,500 million tons a year. It's also, today is no-brainer day. They're just solutions to problems that sometimes are no-brainers. You should shut down pointless feuds because that's a no-brainer. And realize that complex problems can often be solved with a little patience and perseverance. Also read that excessive brain activity is linked to a shorter lifespan. So having a no-brainer day or shutting off your mind a little bit sounds like a healthy thing to do at times. Birthdays today. Actress Elizabeth Taylor was born on this day in 1932. She died in 2011. One of her quotes I thought was interesting. "It's strange that the years teach us patience. The shorter our time, the greater our capacity for waiting." It's pretty profound by Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Novelist John Steinbeck was born on this day in 1902. He once said, "I wonder how many people I've looked at all my life and have never seen." Singer Josh Groban. Any guesses, David, how old Josh Groban is?
43.
He's 43 years old today. Politician Ralph Nader is 90 years old today. Basketball legend James Worthy is 63. And today's birthday, I have a name I just like to say. It's computer scientist Grady Boosh. Grady Boosh. I like that name. 69 years old today. Happy birthday locally to Dr. Steve Lacey, Shauna Snyder, Corey Erdley, Caleb Carr, Vaughn Black, Shelby Clark, Buddy Banks, and James Sifford. Wish them all a happy birthday.
Yeah, especially James. Happy birthday, James.
Third birthday for James. He's pretty pivotal around here. He was born a few hours after San Juan won the state semifinal in the basketball tournament 3 years ago, and Rhett Sifford had to run home to attend the birth of his child.
Yeah. So
happy birthday, James. It's basketball season if it's James' birthday.
That's right. Yep, state tournament time. So, yeah, happy birthday, James.
If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92.7. We'll go ahead and take another quick break and be back with more news and happenings. We'll send you to the on-air job fair and be back with the sports report on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant and housekeeping. Please come into the Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find out about a great job at the Element. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. Lisbon Valley Mines still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a marketing assistant, and a patient care tech full-time and part-time at night. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Comfort Suites in Moab is ramping up for the season and is currently seeking housekeepers and a qualified and dedicated front desk agent. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with the knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. San Juan Clinic Monticello seeks a clinic manager, and Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, a sheriff's deputy in the North District, a part-time senior center aide in Blanding, and a 32-hour-a-week victims advocate position that includes benefits. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancucci's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef Ferrant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. Consignments will be accepted March 14th through April 3rd from 8 to 6 daily and April 4th from 8 to 5. The deadline to list items on the advertising flyer is March 3rd. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Running now at the Moab Museum, a story of resilience amidst injustice unfolds in a Moab prison camp, Japanese-American incarceration in Grand County. The former CCC camp at Dalton Wells, 14 miles north of town, transformed for 106 days in 1943. Dive into this history in our own backyard and its lasting legacy by visiting moabmuseum.org. Stop by 118 East Center Street in Moab from 9 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday.
Spring's right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, has all your seed starter needs covered. Garden and flower seeds are here. The January white sale has been extended through February. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you celebrate spring with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, right next to Walker's True Value.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant's Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs. Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. Utah 1A basketball state tournaments get underway in earnest tomorrow in Richfield with second round action. First up, the number 12 Whitehorse boys take on number 5 Wendover at 11:30 a.m. Then at 1 p.m., it's the top-ranked Monument Valley girls against number 16 Pinnacle. At 2:30, the 8th-ranked Green River boys take on number 9 Milford. The number 7 Whitehorse girls face number 10 Valley at 5:30. And both Monticello teams are ranked 14th and will play at 7 p.m., the boys against number 3 Panguitch and the girls against number 3 Rich. We'll feature live coverage of all the San Juan County teams right here on Red Rock 92. Good luck to everybody. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Taking a look at some local news in the Red Rock listening area. Let's take a look. Actually, there were no NBA games last night, but our regional teams in action tonight, including the Utah Jazz in Atlanta taking on the Hawks. That tips off at 5:30 p.m. And I think actually that's it. Nuggets and the Suns looks like they are off tonight. So just the Jazz in Atlanta. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report. And with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. We're really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.